meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell. Mr. Cardiang.
Here.
Ms. Diller.
Here.
Ms. Hartley Nagel.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett. Mr. Weiner.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 present, 2 absent.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of October 24th, 2017?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council. Ms. Diller?
Yes, I am withdrawing ordinance number 17080. And at the appropriate time, I will be lifting ordinance 17076 and 17078 from the table.
Thank you. Also, on your desk, you will see a new fiscal note, a corrected fiscal note for 17100 that does not need an amendment. Next, moving on to ordinances.
Excuse me, Madam President.
Yes.
First of all, I'm here. And under the proper order of business, we will be making a presentation, okay, myself and Councilman Street.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Mr. Smiley.
Ordinance 17-070 will be remaining on the table.
Thank you. Next, all ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting with the exception of those items that require Board of Commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 17102, amend the FY 2018 approved operating budget. Transfer $5,000 from the grants and fixed charges budget line item of County Council to the salaries and wages budget line item for the Department of Land Use, Division of Customer Relations and Enforcement, for the purpose of funding code enforcement overtime costs. Ordinance 17103, amend the FY 2018 approved operating budget. Transfer $5,000 from the grants and fixed charges budget line item of County Council to the salaries and wages budget line item for the Department of Public Safety, Division of Police, for the purpose of funding police overtime costs. Ordinance 17104, amend the grants budget, appropriate $491,225.28 from the State of Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security for the FY 2018 Fund to Combat Violent Crime Grant for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 17105, to provide for the installation of Granville streetlights in the Wagoners Row subdivision located in Christiana 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 17106, revised zoning map, Brandywine 100, 1 Prospect Avenue, northeast corner of the intersection of Concord Pike and Prospect Avenue, tax parcel number 06064.00093, rezoned 0.099 acres from NC Neighborhood Conservation 6.5 to CN Commercial Neighborhood, and amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith. Ordinance 17107, revised zoning map, St. George's 100, north side of Woods Corner Road, 1,250 feet east of Summit Bridge Road, tax parcel number 13007.00031, 451 Woods Corner Road, rezoned 26.40 acres from S Suburban and NC Neighborhood Conservation 21 to I Industrial, and to amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith. Ordinance 17108, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as the Unified Development Code, or UDC, Article 3, Use Regulations, and Article 33, Definitions.
Thank you. Next, reports from select and special committees. May I please have the reports from Boards and Commissions Subcommittee. Ms. Dillard?
Yes. Last Tuesday, November 7th, we had a Boards and Commissions Subcommittee meeting. We interviewed Ed Milwicki, who is on the agenda tonight for the Newcastle County Financial Advisory Commission, and we also had a discussion on proposed legislation which would eventually go to the state legislature for the Board of Assessment.
Thank you. Next, Personnel Subcommittee, Mr. Sheldon.
The Personnel Committee met and we did the hiring of a new, congratulations, new Clerk of Council.
Thank you.
Next, Land Use Committee, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. We met last Tuesday, November 7th, and we discussed the resolution and an ordinance, both dealing with the rezoning and amendment of deed restrictions involving the property at 14 Gender Road.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Cordier.
Thank you, Madam President. Today in the Finance Committee, we discussed three resolutions and four ordinances, had discussion on council rules, changes of boards and commission rules, employee and retiree health benefits, and vote on executive committee chair change. We approved five grants and adjourned the meeting.
Thank you. Executive Committee, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. The Executive Committee met this afternoon, and we discussed one item, which is on tonight's agenda, ordinance number 17100.
Thank you. On the consent calendar, any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 17212, congratulating and commending Marie Allen on her retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 17213, appointing Edward M. Milwicki to the Newcastle County Financial Advisory Council. Resolution 17214, recognizing National Apprenticeship Week 2017. Resolution 17215, congratulating and commending Paramedic Lieutenant Martha L. Russ on her retirement from the Newcastle County Emergency Medical Services Division. Resolution 17216, congratulating and commending Paramedic Senior Lieutenant Carl E. Hitchens on his retirement from the Newcastle County Emergency Medical Services Division.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you. The consent calendar has been passed. Moving on to presentations, Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. At this time, Councilman Street and myself would like to invite Marie Allen, our heroin alert program coordinator from our county police department, Colonel Bond, and I was just going to invite the community services unit, but taking a look at everyone that we have here, if all of our county police representatives are here this evening, Colonel Bond, Lieutenant Colonel, Major Feaser, and community services unit, if they would all come forward and kind of surround behind Councilman Street, myself, we'd certainly appreciate it.
Okay, everyone please come up to the front. You will line up right here in the front. Oh, God.
Better hurry up and multiply.
Is there anybody out on the street?
Fix your hair. You'll be in it.
This evening, on behalf of County Council, Councilman Street and I have the privilege of presenting a resolution to Marie Allen. And resolution number 17-212, congratulating and commending Marie Allen on her retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Whereas Marie Allen was officially hired by the Newcastle County Police Department Community Services Unit on May 13, 2002, as a heroin alert program coordinator in a civilian capacity. However, she actually began her career in drug prevention working under the auspices of the Newcastle County Police Department in 1998 with the creation of the Heroin Alert Program. And whereas Marie began her crusade to educate students and communities about the horrors of heroin after losing her 21-year-old daughter, Erin, to an overdose in 1997. Marie wanted to educate others so they could realize and recognize the many signs and symptoms of heroin use. Initially, Marie met with Officer Ronnie Dunning and presented a video that her daughter Teresa made about Erin. As the years progressed, the video became more graphic and included more overdose victims. And whereas the heroin alert team consisted of Marie, paramedic Carl Hitchens, and three Newcastle County Police Department officers, Ronnie Dunning, Patrick Malone, and Jose Hernandez, who we know as Tony. And whereas throughout Maria's years of service, she has touched the lives of approximately 115,000 individuals, and she has encouraged all those who may be struggling with substance abuse or emotional issues to seek help. Marie always believed that if kids got the facts, maybe we wouldn't be seeing what we are seeing today. And whereas Marie and a friend who had a similar story with an addicted child started a heroin hurts support group, whereas Marie exemplifies the values of hard work, compassion, and loyalty that are characteristic of a caring wife, mother, teacher, and employee of Newcastle County. She has served the citizens of Newcastle County, Delaware, with the utmost pride, professionalism, and integrity throughout her more than 15 years of service. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, Delaware, the County Council hereby congratulates and commends Marie Allen on her retirement and wishes her success in all of her future endeavors. Marie asked at this point, is she supposed to say anything? And I said, in a few minutes, I'd like to call on Colonel Vaughn. On behalf of the Newcastle County Police Department, our federal government, our executive office, and the state of Delaware. Colonel Vaughn.
Good evening, everybody. It is kind of bittersweet to be here and to say a final goodbye. It's actually in this that, you know, Marie is gone and is no longer with us on a day-to-day basis. The work that she's done over the years, while we saved 115,000, I would dare say that it's been a lot more than that. I think it's been woefully underestimated. Marie's story is very touching, but it's a story I think that many of us can learn from, and we have learned from. I look at Marie, and I wonder, how was she able to deal with this? How are you able to deal with the loss of a child? And when you think about, sometimes we put into situations and you have to use that situation and make the most out of it. And Marie lost her daughter, Erin. We know that. But what we don't know is, how many lives did she save? How many students, by her talks going into schools, did she help them in making that decision not to get involved and those illegal activities. I know of two, for sure. Jasmine Bond and Jada Bond, my daughters. Both of whom had the opportunity to hear her story at Appaquinimink High School, and they came home and they talked to me about it and talked about how touching and sad it was. So Marie, although it's a tragic situation, you turned that tragic situation into an opportunity to save the lives of countless others. And I also want to add that today, this time, this is the front page of the paper. Everyone is talking about opioid addiction. Everyone is throwing money at the problem and this issue, trying to figure out a way to turn it around. She was doing it before. She was doing it in 1998, before many people were talking about it, when it was still being ignored by the same people who want to bring awareness to it now. So you were ahead of your time. And we thank you. And not only is County Council taking this opportunity to recognize you, but the news of you retiring has spread like wildfire. And you have recognition here by Senator Thomas Parker, who presented and has a few words in here. I'm not going to sit here and read all of them, but I will present them to you. And there is another acknowledgement from Senator Chris Coons. There's an acknowledgement from Mayor Scott Thompson from the city of Ellesmere. And finally, there's a tribute from the State of Delaware Office of the Governor, John Parham, in which he also recognizes the work that you've done and his appreciation for your contributions. And last but not least, a plaque that is presented to you where it simply says, "You make a difference." Presented to Marie Allen, thank you for your many years of tireless efforts and dedication to the citizens of Newcastle County. From your community services family, October 13, 2017. And your family is right here.
When I first started doing the program, I was told it was going to last for 6 weeks. And as you can see, it didn't. It probably still wouldn't be going on. There comes a time when everything has to end, and it was my time. So thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms. Allen. You are an inspiration to all of us. Next, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up at the far right side. Sign in your name and affiliation. After the particular resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time. State your name for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. Next, R17217. Ms. Diller, Mr. Wine, and Mr. Tackett, and Ms. Kilpatrick. Ms. Diller.
Yes, I ask that R17-217 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 17217, to amend the Newcastle County Council Rules of Procedure regarding the timing of legislation or matters to be considered by certain committees. Ms. Diller?
Yes. Yes, we had a discussion about this in the Finance Committee meeting. This really codifies what we're trying to do on a regular basis with both boards and commissions and land use, and that is that a piece of legislation will be heard 1 week and then voted on the next. So there is time to allow people to see what's going on and to ask questions.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Weiner?
Thank you. As stated by my co-chair, Ms. Diller, this does meet the demands of transparency and openness, not only for fellow members of council, but also for the public.
Thank you. Is there any other comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Yes? Please come forward to come around to the side. Not in the front, on the side behind Mr. Smiley. It is at the end. Sign in. Thank you. You'll have 3 minutes and please state your name.
Okay. My name is Erin Goldman. I don't need 3 minutes. I'm with Hope Street DE. And we really advocate for bringing transparency so people can get help for their addiction. And the lack of people not wanting to work together and sneaking in, almost kind of sneaking in things very last minute, can really harm people, especially people that need our help, very vulnerable people that are dependent on our systems at a time when it's a necessity. And people are using these very weak moments in our government to push in policies or ordinance, whatever you call it, because they have a side agenda. And I feel as a member of Newcastle County, as a living here for my whole life, that is not okay. And I would think it goes against the statute to do something like that. And I've seen it done, and I've seen it done on state level. And if we could come together and come to systematic change where it works better and we're not doing things like that. I was deeply confused, for lack of a better word, because I'm younger and I don't understand all this, and I went to school for criminal justice, and I want to do things right. And then you see that it was not taught to me in school how things were going to go here. Not particularly exactly at this, but that chestnut run thing really caught my attention, because when we're sitting there trying to pass a budget for the state and somebody's trying to push something in without any advice or consulting with that area, and we have like no time. We have to pass a budget for the state, so I will be done. But that I'm happy that you worked hard to put a little bit of legislation, whatever you want to call that. That makes me very happy, and I thank you, because it makes me feel like people care and they are giving time for public. So we're not having big messes all the time. We have to clean up, because we could have easily just said something and people wouldn't have been getting as upset, because it can be sneaky, and that's not how we want to. Pledge of Allegiance to a flag, and we're not doing what the people that made that flag do. So that's where I get deeply concerned for our future children and our youth. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your comments. Does anyone else from the public wish to speak? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Are there any other final comments from council? After a speaker, none. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17217.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R17217 is passed. Next, R17218. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I request R17-218 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Second. Resolution 17218, to amend the Newcastle County Council Rules of Procedure by requiring discussion and approval by County Council prior to non-routine and non-emergency improvements to or maintenance of any County Council office or other area of County Council operations. Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17218.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R17218 is passed. Next, R17219. Mr. Smiley, Mr. Cordier.
Yes, Madam President, I'd like Resolution 17-219, read by title only, and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 17219, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Family Promise of Northern Newcastle County, Inc. for a pass-through grant for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $90,000. Mr. Cardiel?
Thank you. This resolution describes a pass-through grant originating from Housing and Urban Development, the Federal Housing Agency in Washington, in the amount of $90,000 that will go to a identified nonprofit that is called Family Promise of Northern Newcastle County for rapid rehousing of homeless people.
Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17219.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R17219 is passed. Next, R17220, Ms. Diller?
Yes, I ask that R17-220 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 17220, to amend the Declaration of Restrictions for 14 Gender Road, tax parcel number 11002.40366, located at the southwesterly corner of Chestnut Hill Road and Gender Road, Penkeeta 100, to remove the restriction to indoor recreational uses and to instead restrict the property to grocery store and restaurant uses. Ms. Diller?
Yes, we had a discussion on this resolution and ordinance 17079 last week in the Land Use Committee meeting. This will amend the deed restrictions. It will allow, it will change the deed restrictions from the indoor recreational uses, which is what the Vinces Sports Center is now, and it will change to allow the grocery store, which is, of course, the Lidl store that we heard about last week, and with a restaurant pad on the site. So it's a change. It's been supported by members of the community. I believe that if anyone has any questions or any further questions, Mr. Tucker here is able to answer them, but we did have a rather lengthy discussion about this last week.
Are there any questions from members of Council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for discussion. And we have someone coming down. We'll come around to the left to pass Councilman Smiley. Sign in. When you come up, you'll have 3 minutes, and please state your name.
Thank you. My name is Gail Cahill. I'm a resident of Brookside, one of the communities surrounding the property. I brought some notes with me as I represent the members of the working group who have been working on this project. They consist of about a dozen or so residents in the surrounding area. So I just want to refer to my notes, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
everyone involved in the project. The working group greatly appreciates them reaching out to the community, those of us who live in the surrounding area. They definitely listen to all of our concerns, and we're very grateful for them addressing them as best they could, and listening to our concerns and our questions and getting those answers as quickly as they could. The new grocery store and all that is involved with the store will not adversely affect the community in any way. And we're especially pleased, particularly the residents, we're pleased with the open space and the beautiful architecture that the store provides. It is also very advantageous for all the new job opportunities for the area. We could definitely use that for some of our residents, either in the general community or outside the community. Definitely advantageous for several people. The restricted use of Vince's, while it did serve the community very well for many years, 30 years, at this time, however, that's been dying off. It's rather a long time that the use of that property has been dying off in its present restricted use. But the reuse of the property is exactly what the community needs, and the working group, the residents of the working group, and others that we've spoken to, our neighbors, our friends who live around the property, we're very pleased and we're looking forward to it, and it's just about something we really need.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any other member of the public that wishes to speak? Seeing none, then I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17220.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nebel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R17220 is passed. Moving on to ordinances. R17100. And I move that ordinance 17100 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 17100, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service 40-hour work week employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFSCME AFL-CIO affiliate Local 1607, and to adopt the class specification for the position of Master Electronics Technician.
Per title, does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 017100.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardi?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
017100 is passed. Next, 017101. Mr. Bell and Mr. Street.
Yes, Madam President.
Mr. Street.
I move that ordinance number 17-101 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 17101, amend the grants budget, appropriate $30,000 from the State of Delaware Department of Justice Special Law Enforcement Assistance Fund, SLEEF, to the SLEEF Desert Snow Interdiction Training Grant for the Department of Public Safety, Division of Police.
Mr. Street?
Per title, Madam President.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, one moment. Thank you, and just state your name for the record.
Erin Goldner. I read this piece of
related information. And I hope that this, some of this money goes to the opioid crisis, and it goes to developing more community members that are working with the police and partnerships, because I believe that DHSS is, and SAMHSA and anyone else that regulates like standards of care for people with addiction, have now created standards of care how the police work with the community. So I really hope it opens positions for community members. And you know, I've noticed a theme with the funding of continuing like armor and you know, SWAT training and all these things. We really need those hands-on outreach people, and we need to work with the police because sometimes it is dangerous situations. That's just a comment to go along with this piece, because I've seen. I love my police, but I also love my people in the recovery, and I and our faith-based communities, they're not able to get this these kinds of funding like this. And if we can really be, what's the word, thoughtful with how we employ people and how we can train trauma-informed care, things like that. I hope trauma-informed care is part of this kind of statute thing, because I see a lot of funding, and I'm not losing hope, but I'm starting to feel like we're going to be very law enforcement focused, which is awesome, but we gotta get the community members trained. There's actually CERT training that I'm going to tomorrow and the next day, and it's pretty much like, when disaster happens, how do we all work together? Law enforcement may know how to all work together, but if the disasters happen, we might lose some of our officers, and our citizens may not know how to work with the law enforcement in a, you know, a cohesive way. So I hope that this desert code thing includes some community members that are integrous community members that can work along, because it can really make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Next, is there anyone else from the public that would like to speak? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 017-101.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
017-101 is passed. Next, 017-079, Ms. Diller?
Yes, I ask that ordinance number 17-079 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 17079, revised zoning map, Pencater 100, 14 Gender Road, southwesterly corner of Chestnut Hill and Gender Roads, 6.11 acres from S Suburban to CN Commercial Neighborhood, and to amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith.
Ms. Diller?
Yes, we had, again, an extensive discussion about this last week in land use. Please note that this is a change in zoning, so we'll be doing a poll vote, and if anyone has any questions, we do have the presentation, and Mr. Tucker is here.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam President. I think it's a good plan. We heard a lot of positive comments. It was very well presented in committee, and a lot of positive comments from the community work group. Just like to go on record again, encouraging not only Lytle, but other businesses who we look to develop economic development here in Newcastle County to consider. It's not a prerequisite, and it's not a mandate to hire folks from Delaware. But I think one of our primary goals and missions should be in concert with economic development, is to try to assist with putting Delawareans back to work, both in the trades and the private sector. So I just encourage the applicant, again, to take that in consideration and you know, look forward to working with them.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Mr. Cartier?
Before I vote on this, I just want to go on the record and say I think this is a model of community and developers coming together to craft a new future for the area with new shopping, supermarket amenity, and potential restaurant. It's a model about how we need to do infill development in the county to modernize and update and redevelop sites. So I'm very pleased by the whole process that's unfolded and been presented to us.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from open members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll 1017079.
Mr. Bell.
I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of our land use department and also based upon the positive recommendation and input from the community work group of the neighboring communities.
Mr. Cartier.
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use and our planning board, and based on the hard work and diligence shown by community members and developer to create a plan that creates gains for the and an asset for the local community.
Ms. Dillon?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendations of our Department of Land Use and our planning board.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel? Yes, I am voting yes based on the positive recommendations of our land use, our planning board, and I'm really glad to see that the community is on board, as I had asked last week, Ms. Dillon, how the community was responding, and it was all positive.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm voting yes in support of the recommendations from the Department of Land Use.
Ms. Gilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation from the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Powers?
I'm voting yes with a positive recommendation from land use and the plan.
Mr. Sheldon?
I'm also voting yes based on the positive recommendation of land use and the consistency of the surrounding community.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes in support of the positive recommendation of the land use department.
Mr. Street?
I'm voting yes based upon the recommendations of the department.
Mr. Tackett, Mr. Weiner?
I'm voting yes based upon the positive recommendation from the Land Use Department and the Planning Board and the support from the community.
Mr. Woods?
I'm also voting yes in support of the land use and the community.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. 017-079 is passed. Next, 017080 has been withdrawn. Moving on to 017076. Ms. Diller and Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
I'm asking that 017076 be read by title only for the purpose of being lifted from the table.
I need a second. No one seconded it.
Second.
Ordinance 17076 to amend Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 3, Merit System regarding in-grade pay increments and period of evaluation. Mr. Lifton?
Yes. I make a motion. Have I already done that?
You lifted it from table.
Okay. Be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Oh, sorry.
Ordinance 17076 to amend Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 3, Merit System regarding in-grade pay increments and period of evaluation. Ms. Dillon?
I think we've had several discussions. I think we've heard from numerous of the employee unions that they are either neutral or for this particular ordinance.
Okay, does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 017078.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. 017078 is passed. Next, 017070 remains tabled.
We just did 17076, and now we have to do 17078.
Okay. Let's see, 017078.
I make a motion to lift ordinance numbers 17-078 from the table.
Second.
Madam Clerk?
We have to vote on it.
Read it in.
We're going to vote that in?
She didn't ask for it to be read in. She asked for it to be lifted. And now do you want it read in?
Yeah, please read it in.
Okay. Ordinance 17078 to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 1 in general, and 3 Merit System regarding appeals to applicants for county employment to the Human Resources Advisory Board.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes. Again, this particular ordinance has either is, folks have been either neutral or supportive of this. So I move that Ordinance 17-078 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Did we vote to lift it from the table? I know it was suggested.
Yes.
It was a roll call?
We didn't roll call.
Do we have a voice vote on that?
Let's do a voice.
No.
I don't think
voice vote. I'm asking for a voice vote, yes.
Okay.
All those in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 017078.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Yes. Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam?
There was never a motion. It needs to be brought as a motion.
Mr. Powers is right. That's what I thought. It has to be in the civil motion.
You got
it
right in the record.
That was the first
one. No, the
first one?
That was the first one.
Which was carried. Which was carried. We didn't do a motion. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll move forward.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
017078 is passed. Next is 017070, which will remain tabled, Mr. Smiley.
Right.
Correct? Next, R17221. I move that resolution 17221 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 17221, recognizing the Americans of Polish Descent Cultural Society and their annual Jesenny Bow event.
Per title, does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17221.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardi?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R17221 is passed. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Madam President.
Mr. Street.
I'm not going to hold y'all long, but every time until things change, I have an opportunity to do so. I'm going to talk about the record number of shootings in the city of Wilmington. And 3 previous mayors and those administrations called hell from the news media, from the General Assembly. And they had far fewer numbers of shootings. But this administration is getting a pass. And it's getting a pass because so long as those primarily in charge look out and they see children of color shooting, killing children of color, they don't give a damn. Well, I am going to raise my voice every opportunity I get a chance to. We got a police chief running around the city talking about what he did in Chicago and what he did in New York, And nobody's questioning the fact, nobody's challenging the fact that what he's doing here is not working. Now, the previous mayor, Mayor Williams, caught pure hell from the General Assembly because he refused to take $1 million. But this police chief refused to accept or go after a grant for additional police officers. We don't need additional cops. And our administration has made the same tactical error in judgment, in my view. But nobody's talking about taking the city charter and taking over the city. Now, eventually, because this is so far out of control, and because primary decision makers do not care, nobody in general assembly said anything, nobody from the governor's office said anything, and the primary person running their mouth now is me, and I'm not going to go away, because it's my children crying and my children dying. And when it's to the point where the agency that I run, the victim ends up in front of the agency, in front of the daycare center, and shooting the block away, and the whole agency is shut down, and it's business as usual, I'll be doggone if I'm going to sit idly by and not say anything. And eventually, if this is going to get resolved, the city's going to need our help. So the decision that this administration made not to go after the police funding, I think, was a grave tactical error in judgment. And now it's my understanding, on top of that, because we never did get the Rose Hill shooter, and you can say I'm mixing apples and oranges, but murder's murder. Okay, we never did get the Rose Hill shooter because the street wasn't talking. And the streets continues not to talk because there's no trust, there's not a good positive police-community relationship, and now this administration, we're broke. The few people that we have working right now, primarily in Councilman Cartier's district, they're going to stop working December 31st. So, to the point, to the extent that this administration said we were going to do something about the opioid epidemic and we were going to do something about crime, well, they haven't put their money where their mouth is. And so I'm not happy about anything, and folks will get tired of hearing my mouth about it. You're going to have to hear for at least three more years, because I'm not going away until the murder stops. And finally, you know, we had this presentation tonight, and I know somebody that died from opioid overdose in another jurisdiction. How is it after all these years a mad drug dealer been locked up for murder? They're putting the poison out there, but they're able to continue to walk away, and that needs to be part and parcel to the solution too. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.